This is not to say, of course, that I believe I exhibit multiple personality disorder. That is much more complicated than what I have observed. Traditionally, it has been difficult, if not impossible, for us to distinguish between our right and left mind characters simply because we experience ourselves as a single person with a single consciousness. However, with very little guidance, most people find it easy to identify these same two characters within, if not themselves, then at least their parents or significant other. It is my goal to help you find a hemispheric home for each of your characters so that we can honor their identities and perhaps have more say in how we want to be in the world. By recognizing who is who inside our cranium, we can take a more balanced brain approach to how we lead our lives. It appears that many of us struggle regularly with polar opposite characters holding court inside our heads. In fact, just about everyone I speak with is keenly aware that they have conflicting parts of their personality. Many of us speak about how our head, left hemisphere, is telling us to do one thing, while our heart, right hemisphere, is telling us to do the exact opposite. Some of us distinguish between what we think, left hemisphere, and what we feel, right hemisphere. Others communicate about our mind consciousness, left hemisphere, versus our body's instinctive consciousness, right hemisphere. Some of us talk about our small ego mind, left hemisphere, compared with our capital ego mind, right hemisphere, or our small self, left hemisphere, versus our inner or authentic self, right hemisphere. Some of us delineate between our work mind, left hemisphere, and our vacation mind, right hemisphere, while others refer to their researcher mind, left hemisphere, versus their diplomatic mind, right hemisphere. And of course, there is our masculine mind, left hemisphere, versus our feminine mind, right hemisphere, and our yang consciousness, left hemisphere, countered by our yin consciousness, right hemisphere. And if you are a Carl Jung fan, then there's our sensing mind, left hemisphere, versus our intuitive mind, right hemisphere, and our judging mind, left hemisphere, versus our perceiving mind, right hemisphere. Whatever language you use to describe your two parts, based upon my experience, I believe they stem anatomically from the two very distinct hemispheres inside your head. My goal during this process of recovery has been not to only find a healthy balance between the functional abilities of my two hemispheres, but also to have more say about which character dominates my perspective at any given moment. I find this to be important because the most fundamental traits of my right hemisphere personality are deep inner peace and loving compassion. I believe the more time we spend running our inner peace compassion circuitry, then the more peace compassion we will project into the world, and ultimately the more peace compassion we will have on the planet. As a result, the clearer we are about which side of our brain is processing what types of information, the more choice we have in how we think, feel, and behave, not just as individuals, but as collaborating members of the human family. From a neuroanatomical perspective, I gained access to the experience of deep inner peace in the consciousness of my right mind, when the language and orientation association areas in the left hemisphere of my brain became non-functional. The brain research performed by Drs. Andrew Newberg and the late Eugene DeQuilly earlier this decade have helped me understand exactly what was going on in my brain. Using SPECT technology, single photon emission computed tomography, these scientists identified the neuroanatomy underlying our ability to have a religious or spiritual, mystical experience. They wanted to understand which regions of the brain were involved in our capacity to undergo a shift in consciousness, away from being an individual to feeling that we are at one with the universe, God, nirvana, euphoria. Tibetan meditators and Franciscan nuns were invited to meditate or pray inside the SPECT machine. They were instructed to tug on a cotton twine when they reached either their meditative climax or felt united with God. These experiments identified shifts in neurological activity in very specific regions in the brain. First, there was a decrease in the activity of the left hemisphere language centers, resulting in a silencing of their brain chatter. Second, there was a decrease in activity in the orientation association area, located in the posterior parietal gyrus of the left hemisphere. This region of our left brain helps us identify our personal physical boundaries. When this area is inhibited or displays decreased input from our sensory systems, we lose sight of where we begin and where we end relative to the space around us. Thanks to this recent research, it makes good neurological sense that when my left language centers were silenced and my left orientation association area was interrupted from its normal sensory input, my consciousness shifted away from feeling like a solid to a perception of myself as a fluid, at one with the universe.